Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
That's just some food for thought.
So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday. Did I remember Thor? Thursday, August the 25th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah, and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about something that's inside of my book, The Vatican Deception, and it was something that I wasn't going to talk about. Something that I've been wrestling with because I could kind of see it, and I've mentioned it before, but I never really came out. I always ask people to research, where did Jesus say he was from? And I say that because of today's message and because of the Vatican deception and because of the information that's hidden in the Vatican that would help to prove my hypothesis. But until that day that information is released, it's very difficult to talk about issues that people have problems wrapping their brain around because it's so far outside of the norm. And so I had a good sister of mine, Sister Stacy, so shout out to Sister Stacy for sharing a video with me that was on YouTube. It was a YouTube video by a gentleman that I had never really heard of, and there's a lot of people out there doing some great things, and that's why it's so difficult. For me, I always know the information is there. His name is Damon T. Berry. I never heard of the brother, but he made a video, or some a bunch of videos, in fact. And if I remember correctly, the title of the video series is called Knowledge of the Forever Time. Knowledge of the Forever Time. I talked about a video or a movie that's coming out called Creators from the Past, or Creators of the Past, that's written by or produced by an ex-Vatican translator by the name of Mario Biglino. Again, a Latin guy, and he shares some information that I have in my book, The Vatican Deception, again, because of the nature of this information, because it turns everything that you believe upside down, it shakes the very foundation of every major religion on the planet. It is therefore dangerous. This gentleman, again, used to be a Vatican translator. He used to work in the Vatican. He used to have access to the library in the Vatican. So a lot of the information, not a lot, but some of the information I get from people like him, people like William Cooper, who's no longer with us, and I asked you guys before, who is William Cooper's mother and father? Again, the people, David Icke, who is David Icke's mother and father? My boy, that heavyset guy that comes on the radio, that's a whistleblower that shares all this information. If you share information like this and you are still alive, double check that information. Let me say that again. If you share information, certain type, now anybody can come on and share this information that I'm sharing because it's public knowledge. That's why I wait sometimes for the information to become public knowledge, because then it's safer to share it. That was a book that came out many moons ago called Justin, that's made after the Emperor of Rome from 527 A.D. to 565 A.D. And in this book, it talks about some of the information that I'm getting ready to share today that's also inside of my book, The Vatican Deception. And the reason why this information is so dangerous is because it's actually in the Bible, of all places. But the Bible, again, is a fifth or a five-dimensional book. So when you look at the Bible, Jesus always said, man, I don't teach at all unless I teach in parables. Only time he taught. And it's a cookie-blowing experience, because Deuteronomy chapter 32 drops some major knowledge about what I'm getting ready to share as well. And again, I'm not going to share all of it because obviously it defeats the purpose. There's no reason to buy the book. But what I like to share today, man, is something that I've wrestled with for many years, because it's something that I intuitively know. People call it mental telepathy. Some people call it time travel. Some people call it astral projection. Some people call it remote viewing. Mental telepathy, the sixth sense. Whatever word you want to use it. The Bible calls it discernment. So this idea of testing every spirit to see if it is of God, how do you do that? How do you test the spirit? This idea of praying to God and communicating with God, how do you do that? How do you get, you know, they tell us, okay, Jesus said when you pray like this, Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And Our Father prayer lays out an example. Jesus said also, no man goes to the Father except he goes through me or by me. Jesus also begs and pleads. That's over 200 scriptures in the Bible. I triple dare you to look it up. or go to Google or any search engine and type in Christ. Just type in the word Christ in, and then hit enter. And then hit Bible verses. How many times does the Bible say to be in Christ? In Christ. It means be in, I mean, the interior. Have your interior match his interior. How many times does it say that? Your mindset must match his mindset. 200 plus times the Bible tells you to let this mind be in you. So in the book of Daniel, it's talking about the end times. And Michael is sharing something, and Daniel is sharing something that is profound, that I've been sitting on for a long time because of, again, warning and waiting for the green light, so to speak, to share information, because I know I'm going to get challenged on it. And so there's going to be some fool on Facebook that's going to say, oh, brother, that ain't in the Bible. You know, God didn't say that, brother. You will, you know, y'all know the drill. So that's why I tell you guys, be careful what you post and what you say, man, because the Bible says, you know, that you should be able to give an answer to you for what you believe. So I don't have a belief system. I have a knowing system, but I don't have a belief system. I did away with belief systems a long time ago. And so Jehovah Sabaoth means Lord of hosts. And we are to understand, again, this is a transliteration of the word Tesasiba, or Tesasibato, which means Yabato. And I've done many shows on Yabato, and I've asked people, again, who is Yabato and where is it from? What does the Bible call, and why does the Bible call one of the majestic names of God, Lord of hosts, which means Jehovah Sabaoth? Occurs 240 times in the Bible, and it has, and it means Lord of hosts. So it has to do with Lord, which means, again, overseer, and it has to do with host, which means armies. It also means something that holds or something that entertains. And when I say that, is because we are, our bodies host or house our spirits. And so our spirits come from somewhere. That's why I tell everybody, where did Jesus say he's from? Because Jesus said, I am from above. And I've asked everybody to look that scripture up in the Greek. Good, I've looked it up. Because that's the way that you could, you go back to where you come from. So there has to be a communication system in place for you to communicate. And so our Father, it starts off by saying our Father, but where is our Father? It says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed. That means that name is something special. Hallowed would be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're supposed to be doing something on earth or as the same that they do in heaven. And the only way that you can know what they do in heaven is if you go there, or if you come, or you come there. And as you know, I tell you guys, I go to heaven every day. I'm in heaven right now. I don't have to, because because heaven is a mental place. It's a spiritual place, because God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit. And the Our Father prayer continues. It says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. So there's something daily you're supposed to do. And forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. So that means whatever you do is done unto you. So I've said before, to the degree that the pendulum swings to the left is the same degree that the pendulum swings to the right. So when we see this prayer, when they said, Father, how should we pray? And he said, this is how you should pray. And then he goes on and he says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So our Father prayer is like a roadmap, and it's in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, 9, somewhere in there. And when he is supposed to give us our bread, but notice it's given daily. It's not given weekly, not given monthly, it's not given annually. So that means you live in the present. You don't live in the past. Or you don't live in the future. And you have to forgive, because God forgives us. So a part of this way of living, because praying is a mental disposition, it's a mindset. You are supposed to, again, give away or to forgive people who owe you debts, not monetarily, but mentally. Somebody did something to you that disturbed you mentally, you are to let it go. To the degree that you let go of issues is the degree that the issues let go of you. And then it tells to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil or from the evil one. So there is a disposition that is, again, opposite of the Father's disposition. It's like an anti-proton. It's anti. It means in place of. And then it says, and if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. The scripture says that you're not led into temptation. It says, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So this evil that we are to be delivered from, what is this evil? But then it says, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. We all know that the earth is temporary. So if you don't know that, let me share something with you, that every civilization that has existed, and there has been many, contrary to popular belief, which is part of what's hidden underneath the Vatican, which I'm going to share in my book. But there have been many civilizations that have come and go, and that's what when Sister Stacy shared this video with me by this gentleman, Damon T. Berry, it was very enlightening because in the video it shares something that I've been wanting to share but couldn't share. Because, again, when you share information, you got to be very careful because the information, again, as I told you before, information should lead to transformation. But information could lead to deformation. So if I share informing, I'm going in you and I'm forming a mental construct. It's called a thought form being. So you got to be careful who you listen to because that person is going into your brain. They are establishing a neural network or a synapsis. Now, inside of caves all over the world, there are synapses. These synapses connect you with other realms. This is how quantum computers work. Quantum computers work on an interdimensional informational system. That's what Daniel 12:4 is telling you. Let me make sure you understand. The Bible is an interdimensional book. That's what it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. I've been saying this for years. I couldn't say up until today what I really wanted to say until Sister Stacy shared that video with me yesterday. Now I feel like a kid in a candy store. And I wrote the book, Deuteronomy, and I was getting ready to release it, my book, The Vatican Deception. Again, it was just in notes because I had these notes, but I didn't have no proof until yesterday. So Deuteronomy, well, first of all, Hebrews 4:12, I'm paraphrasing. You might want to look it up for yourself. It says something like this. The word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, duality. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the right, it has the potential or the ability to swing to the left. So the word of God is a two-edged sword. It cuts good and bad. It cuts to the left and to the right. The word of God is alive. It's not dead. So if you read it, if you're still reading, if you're still getting your word of God from a dead book written by dead men for dead people, I've got good luck with that. But see, I serve a living God, came that we may have life and life more abundantly. So why is there death everywhere? Why do we die? Jesus came and he defeated death and the grave. And he said in his word, death, where is your victory? Grave, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? Y'all know the verse. It's in the Bible. It talks about death. The sting of death is gone. So why do we still suffer from the sting of death? Whether it be physical or spiritual, that's people walking around right now breathing. Their heart is pumping. They breathing every day, but they're dead. There ain't nothing upstairs. The brain is dead. There's no mental telepathy. There's no space-time travel. There's no Christ consciousness. Why? Because the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God, let me break down all five dimensions. Some people say we got three. Some people say we got four. Very few people understand the fifth element or the fifth dimension. Very few. That's what the Word of God is. It's a five-dimensional book. So everything you see, you got to look at it from five dimensions. So the Vatican, they got the key to the five-pointed star. That's what's inside the book, The Vatican Deception. That's why you need to get that book. So the Word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Has the ability to divide spirit, one. Soul, two. Joint and marrow, three. And it is the discerner of the thoughts, four. And the intents, five, of the heart. So we live in a world that is controlled by intention, a.k.a. thought, a.k.a. soth, T-H-O-T-H, a.k.a. Dehuti, a.k.a. the Egyptians, a.k.a. hieroglyphics, hieroglyph, I've already broken it down, a.k.a. pictograms that create ideograms. So these ideals that formulate in your head as a result of pictos or picto or pixels. That's what the Bible says, make no graven image. The word image means pixel. Pixels are the things that make up pictures. So if you worship pixels, you are in trouble. But the world that we live in is based upon pixels, pictures. And so when we look at Matthew, and we talk about forgiving, our Heavenly Father will forgive us, and how do we transcend this limited world that we live in? Because the Bible that we have and the information that we have, everybody's still dying, physically and spiritually. People have belief systems. They don't have knowing systems. Everybody got a belief system. They don't have a knowing system. They think they know, but they don't know. So you need a knowing system, not a belief system. So how do you get one of those? So how do you know that 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 you know? How do you know? Well, brothers, you got to go deeper. You got to go deeper. You got to go into some concrete that's based upon spirit and science. You got to go past fire, past water, past air, past earth. You got to go to plasma physics, the fifth element. So now there is this overstanding of plasma physics. That's how holograms work. That's how, again, computers, quantum computers work. But how did Daniel know about this? How did all of the ancients know? How do all of the civilizations, see, every civilization that has came before us all came to this point? Nobody got past this point. That's what the movie Matrix was about. When Daniel, when Neo gets into that room and he said, yeah, there have been many Neos before you, and they all failed. That's what the movie Neo was trying to explain to us. That's what the movie Jupiter Ascending, Jupiter Rising, Ascending, whatever it is, trying to explain to us. The Earth is a prison planet. There's something that feeds us, meaning they eat us. We're food for somebody. Just like animals are food for us. Plants are food for them. Minerals are food for the plant. Enzymes are food for minerals. So you don't want to be somebody. You want to be somebody's food source, right? I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in going out like that. So the book of Daniel, as I talk about inside of my book, The Vatican Deception, says something like this. Let's start with the verse, Daniel chapter 12. Let's start with verse 3. I wish I could read the entire chapter of Daniel chapter 12 because it's a very important book to understand what people say can't be done that I do every day. And I want to teach you how to do it. Is it something mystical, new age? No. Something, same thing that Jesus did. Every time Jesus preached, the next thing he did, they said that he pulled away and he went somewhere. He said he got in the boat and then he went over to the other side. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he says, I'm going to go over here, y'all tarry over there. Jesus always pulled himself away. Some people call it meditate. But what is it that you are doing when you meditate? What is it that you actually do? Let's look at Daniel chapter 12. Let's go and start with verse 1, man. We got a few minutes. Let's start. Now at that time, Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, will arise. So at that time, there's a certain time in history that Michael does something. And there will be a time of distress such as never occurred since there was a nation up until that time. And at that time, your people, everyone who is found written in the book of life, will be rescued. And so we get this ideal again of the names being written in the book of life. And you guys know that excuse me, the exoteric meaning, the outside meaning that your name is written, you do good deeds, your name is written somewhere, and the rapture comes, and, you know, you get taken out of here. But the esoteric meaning means the inside meaning, means the book of life is not out there. The book of life is in here. The book of life is your DNA. So when your DNA, again, is arranged in a certain manner, but how do you change your DNA? Well, according to Dr. Bruce Lipton, according to Dr. Emoto, according to Dr. Gabriel Ohibo, sound affects your DNA. Now, in the beginning was the word, sound, and the word, sound, was with God, and the word, sound, was God. So there's something about it, a particular sound, a particular frequency, a particular wave, a particular vibration that affects your DNA. That's what the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. The Bible says that Yahushua has chosen to use the foolishness of preaching. So how come faith doesn't come by seeing, and by seeing the word? Why hearing? Because hearing, again, is vibration, is a wave, it is a vibration. And so by understanding this wave or this vibration, then we start to understand something that's not taught, because somebody don't want you to know this. They don't want you to do this for yourself. They want you to depend upon them, because then they can control you. And that's what's been going on in the world today. So at a certain time, the nations are going to be in distress. And it's only during this time of distress that this happens. And every civilization before us, there has come a certain time of distress. And Yahushua already knew that. That's why Yahushua came, because he's our elder brother. He's the forerunner. He's the firstborn of many brethren. And so to escape this end time or this time of distress, we need to do what Yahushua did. He came to set the example. Now, you can worship him. That's great. After you finish worshiping, though, you get up and you do the same thing he did. That's what he told us to do. He said, these things I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. So he says that now I'm seated at the right hand of the Father, forever making intercession for you. That means he's hoping that you understand what he did, not just worship him, but understand him. So he says, whosoever name is found written in the book of life will be rescued. That was Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 says. But Daniel chapter 12, verse 2 says, many of those who sleep in the dust and the ground will awaken. Those are some to everlasting life, but others to disgrace and everlasting contempt. So there are many people who are asleep in the dust of the ground who will awaken. Oh, there's different ways by which you can interpret that scripture. And we'll save that for, I'll do a part two tomorrow. But what we need to understand, because the meat of the message that I want to bring about is this ideal that of what Daniel says. Because Daniel, remember, was a guy that could interpret dreams, and he helped out King Nebuchadnezzar. So Daniel 12:3 says, those who have insight will shine brightly. Do you have insight, my brother? Do you have insight, my sister? Now, let's read that same scripture in the New Living Translation. It says, those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. Now, there's a bunch of stuff, man, we could talk about, but let me ask you a question. According to science, you're made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. There's other small trace minerals and other things, but primarily you're made up of those four elements. Now, we know, because you've all listened to the series that I did on the standard, and so you know that the periodic table that got 114 or so elements on it, and elements are element, L, God, mint, mental. So the God of mental, the God of mentalism, the God of mental, the God of mentality, the God of mental telepathy, the God of mental travel, the God of consciousness. There's only one, and it's called hydrogen. There's only every other element on a periodic table is a manipulation of one element. There's only one element. One. So how do we get all of these other elements? Because they manipulated the one element. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in periodic table, click on images. and look and pull up at the periodic table. It's nothing but hydrogen. That's it. So let me ask you a question. What are you made up of? Hydrogen. But according to space dust, is made up of hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. No carbon. Celestial dust is made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon. So it is this carbon that prevents you from being stardust. Now, the flesh wars against the spirit wars against the flesh. The two are contrary to one another. I got a whole book called I Am Too Human that breaks it down for you if you need a little assistance with understanding that carbon is not your friend. Now, I know, we all been taught that it was. We all been taught that melanin is always God's dust, and melanin. Man, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about melanin. Melanin makes you a fit extension for what? And for whom? Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, my brothers, because according to the book of Daniel, Daniel says something. Now, we're talking about, again, understanding the big picture. This picture is what I'm trying to... where I'm going with Christ consciousness. I don't know about anybody else, but, you know, I had a good time while engaging in the activities of this world. But I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. So I could mess around and get trapped in this world, like you can as well, if we don't understand this. So in this the video that Sister Stacy sent me, this gentleman breaks down something that, you know, I've been wrestling with for years, and he says it so eloquently, and I talk about this inside of my book. So this was the confirmation that I need to go ahead and publish the book, because of what's in the book is very dangerous, because it teaches or it shares something that the Vatican know that they don't want you to know. That's why some people call them metahumans. You ever heard that term, a metahuman? You ever heard of chromosome fusion? What about carbon dating? What about intergalactical dimensional travel? So this International Federation of Light, they know they're supposed to, you know, that's all of these terms and phrases that people say, and we say, oh, man, that there is no other beings out there. Well, who knows? Well, there's a way for us to know. But somebody don't want us to use that way to know, to get to know God. Not believe in God, but to get to know God. That's what Daniel was telling us. It's about the deliverance at the end time. And so Daniel chapter 4, which we will pick up tomorrow, is the smoking gun. Now, we read Daniel 3, and it says, those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven. Those who have insight will shine brightly. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Jesus didn't come that you may have death and death more abundantly. Jesus came that you may have life and life and life and life. He talks about life. Jesus came to do his will. All through the Bible, I cannot find one scripture where Jesus said, I'm here to do my will. Every scripture I find, hey, Jesus, what you doing here, man? I need to do the will of my Father. Jesus, why are you saying that, man? I'm saying it because that's the will of my Father. Jesus, but who is Jesus' Father? Where did Jesus say he was from? Now, I've said it on many shows, but you got to see it. But now, remember, truth cannot be told. It can only be experienced. Let me say that again. Nobody can give you the truth, because then it's their truth. It's not yours. So I can't tell you the truth. You got to find it on your own. Now, I can give you, like Sister Stacy sent me that video, and what the video did, it bear witness with my truth. It didn't tell me nothing I didn't already know. So if I'm telling you something that you don't know, it's not truth. It's not yours. It's my truth. It's just a belief system for you. That ain't going to do nothing for you, homie. What's coming down the pike, you need to know more than you can have just a belief system. That's why you got to look it up for yourself. Jesus spoke as one having authority. He says, because he taught as one who had authority. That's what he said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 29. Where did he get this authority from? Jesus says, I am. He makes seven I am statements. One of those, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light. But Jesus also says, I am from above. John 8:23. Then he says, you are from below. So for us to be like him, Yahushua says, I am, another one is the I am statements, I am the light of the world. So Jesus is from above, we are from below. So we need to be like Jesus in John 8:23. Why? He's the firstborn of many brothers. He's our elder brother. So it says in John 8:23, let's read John 8:20 really, really quickly. These things spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour has not come. No man can touch you either, brother, until your hour is come. As long as you're in your purpose, as I've said on many shows, can't nobody touch you. Verse 21, John 8:21. Then Jesus said again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. Then the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he says, where I go, you cannot come. Verse 23, John 8:23. Jesus said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. Now, I don't know about you, it can't get any more clearer than that. Jesus is not of this world. Where the hell is he from? What world is he from? What world is he from? If you look up the definition of the word above in the Greek and Hebrew, I've done it, I've said it, I've made the mistake of saying it. I will never say that again in the public airways again. I am asking, begging, pleading that you get your Bible concordance, your strong concordance, your lexicon, whatever flavor of the month that turns you on, and look up John 8:23, where Jesus says, I am from above. And he's out of this world. So what world is he from? So whatever world Jesus is from, that's where I'm going. I don't know about what y'all doing, but that's what I'm doing. Look at John 8:24. I say therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. Verse 26, John 8:26. I have many things to say to you, to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. So Jesus came teaching some otherworldly stuff. He tells you, I'm in this world, I'm not of this world. He can say, I'm just passing through. And then he goes on in John 8. Please read John 8. And he starts saying some cray-cray stuff. And they want to stone him. They're like, man, we need to kill this dude. This dude talking about, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light shining like a star. That's what you are. You are all stars. You made up of stardust. Stars are made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in stardust, hit enter, and just read for yourself. The stars. So how are you made up of the same stuff that the star is? Only difference between you and God, quote unquote, God is ether, stardust, again, according to science. Whether you believe that or not, hey, another study for another time. But all I'm saying, the stuff that's up there, Jesus said, I am from up there. Now, we look at the definition of the word above, you know what I'm saying. So Jesus is from this place, and you got the same makeup. The only difference is you got carbon. You get rid of the carbon. If you get rid of the flesh, I'm saying you go out and kill yourself, and that's not it. We're talking about how to travel while you're still in the carbon. That's what Jesus came to teach us. Jesus came to teach us how we can walk into heaven anytime we want, because the carbon suit should not limit you from communicating with the Father. But it does, because your flesh says, hey, man, it's time to go eat. You stop what you're doing, you go eat. Your flesh is running you. You're not running your flesh. So Daniel is saying something that's otherworldly. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, we'll pick up this tomorrow, says, but as for you, Daniel, conceal these words. Seal them up in the book until the end of time. That's now. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase. People ask me all the time, hey, Doc, how do you know all this stuff, homie? Well, I go back and forth, and my knowledge increases. Jesus said those who go, they will go in and out and they will find green pastures. John 10. Please read John 10 along with John 8. It says, his sheep, Jesus said, I'm standing at the gateway. I'm standing at the portal. I'm standing at the wormhole. I'm standing at the space-time continuum. And he said, those who come in and out, notice they go in and out. They just don't go in and stay. They don't go out and stay. They go in and out, in and out, in and out. Those that go in and out, those that travel, they go in and out. They find something. What do they find? Gnosis. What kind of? They find green. Green is growth. They find love. L-O-V-E. Turn it around. E-V-O-L. They find E-V-O-L. They evolve. You can't evolve unless you go in and out. He says many will go here and there. Here and there. Here and there. And from because you go here and there, knowledge will increase. But there's a problem, because where there's an increase of knowledge, there's an increase of sorrow. So getting the knowledge don't mean diddly unless you know what to do with it. Tomorrow we talk about what to do with it. My brothers, my sisters, again, please go to the website. Pick up a copy of the book. Again, its official release date is September the 1st. As I talked about on yesterday's show, everybody who picks it up before this Friday or Saturday, again, you're paying 50% of the cost. $49.95 instead of the $99 if you purchase the book early. After September the 1st, again, be regular price. In this book, there's some cookie-blowing stuff that will rock your world. We'll be talking about some of it as we continue tomorrow. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass the message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to